Yes, you've heard it before, diversify Wichita's economy. But what does that really mean? I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we visit a town in western Kansas where even adults can feel like a kid again.
I tell everyone that they're seven when they're on a carousel, and a lot of them look that way, too.
But first, Wichita is known as the air capital of the world, birthplace of Beechcraft and Cessna, and home to Spirit AeroSystems, Textron Aviation, and dozens of aviation supply companies. But continuing troubles with Boeing 737 MAX and a downturn in air travel due to the pandemic have led to massive layoffs across the industry. Once again, raising the question, is Wichita too reliant on aviation? Megan Stringer recently looked into that question for the Wichita Eagle. She joined the paper earlier this year as an employment reporter through the Report for America program. We spoke to her about Wichita's economy and what diversification might look like.
So to diversify an economy, generally, it means a few different things. It means that you can expand the types of businesses that are in a city and an economy. It can also mean that you expand what products those businesses create, who their customers are, where they export to, where they sell to. For example, we look at Spirit AeroSystems, our largest employer here in Wichita, and for example, it has a partnership to manufacture medical ventilators now during the pandemic, picked that up pretty early on. It's not something that Spirit typically does, right? But they have the skills and they're able to train for that within their existing workforce. Also picking up more defense work. The company announced a couple months ago that it received an $80 million contract from the Department of Defense. So it's not a big brand new company, and it's not necessarily an expansion of Spirit, but it is Spirit saying, we can do different work. We have that capability with our workforce here, and those new projects are going to keep people employed.
Wichita, as you might imagine, has talked for decades, if not longer, about being less reliant on aircraft manufacturing. Has the city and the region made any progress at all on that front?
When I spoke with Jeremy Hill at WSU, he says that it is more diversified than we were decades ago. And there's a number of reasons for that. You know, some of it's very intentional that there has been some progress made over time. And some of it is creating opportunity out of necessity.
When aviation turns around, and it always has in the past, it may take a little bit longer this time, but it will turn. Do you think city leaders can resist the temptation to fall back on their reliance on aircraft manufacturing and abandon these diversification plans?
I think that will depend on the level of diversification that happens in the years that aircraft is making its recovery. So if they're able to be long-term investments in diversification in the next few years, then Wichita can stick to that. At the same time, when aircraft recovers, it's not a bad thing to return to it either.
Megan, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
We've got more of my conversation with Megan Stringer and a link to her Eagle story at KMUW.org. And now we head to Wilmore, just a tiny spot on the map in western Kansas. Its population, never much to speak of, has dwindled to less than 50. Yet, on some days, that number can double if you count the visitors. On this month's Hidden Kansas, Lou Ann Stevens takes a spin in an unlikely place.
The sound of a carousel. You've probably heard it dozens, if not hundreds, of times. They're usually found in carnivals, amusement parks, or occasionally in upscale shopping centers. But this one? It's in Ernie and Christy Griffin's backyard in Wilmore, Kansas. Wilmore, population 37, is about 35 miles west of Medicine Lodge in Comanche County. The Griffins, who retired several years ago, live there half the year, the other half there in San Diego. And the carousel is open and available as long as they're in town. I met Ernie and Christy in their beautifully landscaped backyard. We chatted on a bench next to the gazebo that houses the carousel. They've told their story several times, and my first question was the same as most people's. Why a carousel?
Well, We did an analysis of Wilmore and decided that given all of its problems, a carousel would cure them.
Okay, that's a joke. The real reason has more to do with nostalgia. There was a large carousel in a park where Ernie Griffin grew up in San Diego.
Balboa Park has a carousel from the 19-teens, and when we were kids, we used to go up and ride. You'd ride for a nickel, and you'd grab the brass ring, and if you're lucky, get another ride for free. And we moved here, I thought, maybe I ought to buy a carousel. Some people want Harley-Davidsons.
The Griffins bought the carousel in 2013. It was manufactured in Italy and located in a mall in Texas. The craftsmanship is amazing. Each horse is different, painted in bright reds and blues and greens, and decked out with straps and harnesses and feathers, the sign of a European carousel. It stands in a brightly painted gazebo where a sign invites you to honk for a free ride. The Griffins get visitors from across the state and occasionally from farther away. There's a steady procession from Wichita. Even with the COVID-19 pandemic, they'll see up to 75 visitors on a weekend day, all in small family groups.
You know who likes it best? Little kids. They have this look of wonderment in their eye when they look up at all the lights and things. And old people, people our age, they have this whimsical, gosh, I remember doing that. I tell everyone that they're seven when they're on a carousel. And a lot of them look that way, too.
The Griffins say everyone should have a chance to take a ride, even a reporter. So I found myself on a beautiful white horse with a bright red feather. They were delighted, but not as much as I was.
Woo! Oh, how fun is this? I see what you mean. I am seven again.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing places across our state. You can find photos from Lou's trip to Wilmore at KMUW.org. And one last thing. Chicago has banned Kansans from visiting. The city of the big shoulders has given us the cold shoulder. Blame the pandemic, but really, Chicago? Are they going to post sentries at the city's borders? Do people from Kansas stick out so much that we'll be quickly identified and shooed away? Going forward, I guess we'll need to get our deep dish pizza to go. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.